due to a massive drop in projected revenues, the governor is trying to cut spending for the next two-year budget cycle by 8%. He says he's trying to cut spending levels back to where they were 10 years ago. The University of Wyoming has already started working on a cut of nearly $40 million, and the largest cut will likely come from the Wyoming Department of Health. Tom Forslund is the director of the department, and I sat down with him in Cheyenne to discuss what that kind of cut means. One of the challenges I know with the Department of Health is you get so much federal money that's tied in with state money, a lot of matches and beyond matches, certainly. Could you talk a little bit about that and how that leads to some challenges?
Well, in the Department of Health, we receive significant federal funding for numerous health programs, and we administer approximately 70 programs within the Department of Health, and many of those, in fact, most of them, have a federal funding component attached to it. And so as soon as you cut $1 of state general funds, then you can lose a corresponding amount of federal funds. So as an example, in the Medicaid program, the traditional costs we have there, a traditional match is 50-50, or basically $1 in state spending our general fund generates an additional $1 in federal funds. So correspondingly, if we cut $1 in state funds, we lose $1 in federal funds. So for everything we take out of the Medicaid program in the traditional areas, then we have to double that in effect because we lose the state and federal funding. So when you look at across the whole agency, it becomes very complex, and what we deal with is varying match rates, and some aspects or some federal programs will be 50-50, some will be 90-10, and so if we cut a dollar out of some programs, again, you lose $9 in federal funds, it gets much larger and more impactful.
Tom Forslund visiting with us. He's the director of the Department of Health. When you look at your agency, the two things that come to mind for me that probably are the biggest drivers, you mentioned one just a second ago, was Medicaid, and I'm always thinking about things such as developmental disabilities. Is that right, or are there other areas that are also maybe driving some of the spending?
Well, let me talk a little bit about the Department of Health's budget. The Department of Health's budget, approximately 10% of our budget goes to personnel costs, people costs. The other approximately 90% is distributed to providers throughout the state of Wyoming. And those are essentially small businesses located in all counties across the state. So when I start to talk about where cuts will occur, they're going to occur in the communities across the state. And frankly, in small businesses, because who we fund are doctors, developmental disability services providers, preschools, developmental preschools, the list just goes on, and that certainly is a challenge.
One of the things, as you're talking about, is, and we've talked about this before, is when you sometimes reduce those payments, you might have some providers that just say, the heck with it. I'm not going to mess around with this population anymore. I mean, is that a legitimate concern?
They all have varying degrees of financial stability. And the larger percentage of their budget that's paid for with state funds, the more vulnerable they are to reductions of state funds. So as an example, a hospital in a community has a number of pay sources. Medicaid, which we administer, would be one of them. Medicare would be another source. Private insurance would be another source, so on and so forth. And then there are others like developmental disability providers who are essentially, in many cases, or most cases, 100% funded by Medicaid. And so when we look at this, we have to look at how vulnerable these businesses are as a percentage of their revenues coming from the department and try to factor that in. But at the end of the day, we have to take money out of the system, and those who are in weaker financial positions are potentially could leave the marketplace.
You've got some, you were talking about developmental disabilities, but there's developmental preschools. You've funded those, and is there going to be probably situations, and I'm just using them as an example, but where you've gone agencies like that, that you may have to say, we're going to have to leave this up to some local, a United Way or somebody to maybe pick up some of this funding?
Well, at the end of the day, we have to make some very difficult decisions. And we will be reducing funding for many, many providers throughout the state of Wyoming. Then those providers who are located throughout the state will have to look at their own financial positions and their own communities and say, can we make up any of those funds locally or not? And so it's hard to generalize to say that there will be, you know, the community will be able to step up and supplement the funding. I think in some cases that will happen, in others it won't. It depends probably on the provider and their relationship with their respective community.
Would Medicaid expansion prevent a lot of these cuts?
The situation with Medicaid expansion is that we right now cannot provide care or basically health insurance for those people, those adults who've been laid off now as a result of businesses shutting down, private business shutting down across the state. We don't have ability to provide health insurance coverage for them. I've been asked more than once, you know, can you do anything for the miners who have lost their jobs in Gillette area or other parts of the state? And my answer is no, I don't have the ability because Medicaid is restricted to certain groups of people. And until the state elects to expand, we can't do that. And in terms of cost savings as a result of Medicaid expansion, one of my abilities to move money around my agency to pay for the federal match that or the state match, that's going to be eliminated pretty much through all these budget cuts, because the programs that I was going to move money from might very well be reduced significantly just as a result of budget reductions and getting nothing in return for that.
Tom Forslund is the director of the Wyoming Department of Health. Always nice chatting with you. Thank you.
Always nice and visiting with you too, Bob. Thank you.